Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
In this weird, weird, weird world that we're living in the year 2020, there was a show on Netflix that brought us great joy and happiness. It was called Cheer, and there was one particular person on the show that brought us an abundance of joy, and we talked so much here.
So much joy.
Jerry is his name. He was the king of what they called Matt Talk on the show Cheer. And that's why it gives me great sadness to have to mention the big story today is that federal authorities are investigating Jerry for alleged possession of child pornography. And as part of that probe, they're looking into whether Jerry was allegedly soliciting minors. Federal sources confirm they had been at Jerry's home all afternoon yesterday, executing their search warrant in Naperville, Illinois. At this point, Harris has not been charged. Authorities were reportedly made aware of the allegations when Varsity, a private company in the cheerleading industry, alerted cops in Florida and here in Texas. The company learned about the claims of inappropriate sexual conduct last month. According to the report, Varsity shared two screenshots with police, including an alleged Snapchat message of Jerry's face with a very inappropriate message. It's super sad because he's the guy that we all loved. Mm-hmm. So in that, if it is true, it's incredibly disappointing. But it's also sad because Monica is on Dancing with the Stars this season. Monica, the head cheerleading coach, and, you know, all of this negativity is stealing her shine.
Did you guys watch it last night, Dancing with the Stars?
I did.
I know there was football on, but yeah, I hunkered down for Dancing with the Stars. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a couple observations. You ready? First of all, Carol Baskin, who was on Tiger King, was on last night, and she, of course, got the lowest score.
She scored 11 points.
Look.
You know what? She tried, and you know what? They put her on last because she was the one that everybody wanted to see.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm like, good for her to do it. I mean, she did better than I could have done. But here's the crazy thing last night is that during Dancing with the Stars, a commercial ran asking for help of finding who killed or what happened to Don, who she was married to in Tiger King, who went missing in 1997.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family. And to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
I'm Ann, Don's former assistant. All we're asking is justice for Don.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded. You can call the tip line at 646-450-6530.
Or call our office at 800-LITIGATE. Thank you.
I mean, $100,000. Someone's got to call it.
If anybody knows anything.
I'd like to point out a couple things. Number one is that Derek Huff can never leave the judges table. He has to be on the show forever. Lynn Goodman can never come back because it feels younger. It feels so
I
much
disagree.
Younger. Oh, God. Lynn Goodman was so out of touch when they brought him back. He got Tyra Banks' name wrong. He said, thanks, Kyra. And everyone like looked around and said, huh? Tyra Banks, by the way, you could tell there's some tension there, at least with Carrie. One of the judges, she didn't even make eye contact with Tyra. And Tyra, by the way, wants to make sure to let you guys know that she handpicked and chose a lot of these dancers because she's like, oh, yeah, when I was talking to Charles Oakley, one of the players, like she's like making sure you know that she's tight with all of them.
Did you really thought Carrie Ann and Abba like welcomed her? The very first thing she said is like, we're so excited that you're here. I thought she did the nicest welcome to Tyra.
The right thing to do, but look at the rest of the body language throughout the show and look at all the other interaction. It was not, well, it was uncomfortable, let's just say that. And by the way, Bruno Tonioli's, am I saying his last name right?
Bruno Tonioli.
His hair is amazing without any hair dye in it. It's like silver. I mean, it's like when I get gray, that's who I want to look like. It looks awesome. And by the way, AJ's going to win this thing, y'all. And the
really?
They went easy on him. I mean, he's obviously the favorite. Also, Johnny Weir, it's between him and AJ. And my sleeper was your boy Neve Booker from Catfish.
Really?
Bro, he was great, I thought. And he was entertaining. He's like the nerdy dude you root for. I just loved everything about him.
I've been team Johnny Weir since the beginning, and I also was like really impressed by Justina Machado last night. She was so fun to watch.
She's got energy, that's for sure, man. She was very, very exciting.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are friends now, and Taylor Swift sent Katy Perry a little baby gift because Katy Perry just had a little girl named Daisy, and she sent her a hand-embroidered blankie. It looks like a pillowcase, honestly. It's a silk blanket, hand-embroidered in the bottom right corner. It says Baby Bloom. And there's a flower. And I'm not going to say it's bad, but I'm not going to say it's good. So all these people who are like, oh, she has something to fall back on. I'm like, y'all need to slow your roll because this thing looks like, you know, a high school student did a little craft project and would get maybe a solid B in craft class. It's nice, but hopefully she sent something else too. But I don't know, maybe it's nice because she has all the money in the world and she sent something that she spent time on.
Do you guys really think she did it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You guys really do?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
1,000,000%.
I don't think she did the blanket. I think she just did the embroidery in the bottom right-hand corner.
All right.
If she paid for that, then I would want my money back.
Cheer star Jerry Harris allegedly solicited minors for sex under FBI investigation. The family of Carole Baskin's missing husband ran an ad during Dancing with the Stars last night, and Taylor Swift sent Katy Perry's baby a hand-embroidered blanket. That's what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. And as always, you can listen to us anytime on your phone, smart speakers, through the radio.com app. Good morning.